All right, KX93.5 is in the media section of Coachella right now. Nina Las Vegas has joined us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We saw your set today. Absolutely insane in the Sahara tent earlier today, and you said it was packed. Weekend 2 really kind of showed up for you. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, because I underwhelm everything. So like I'm like, as long as I'm good, my stage is good, my dress is good. If 10 people come, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But like, there was so many people today. Yeah. It was nuts. And from the get-go.
Your dress was good, by the way. It was
like a
double-layered, like, wedding cake.
I was like a giant marshmallow. Yeah. I wanted to look special. I don't know why, but I feel like a lot of the time, DJs, especially girls, feel this, like, intense pressure to just not dress up.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe something subconscious, but I was like, nah, I'm going to wear, like, a big dress. And I did. I was a giant marshmallow.
Do you feel pressure as a female DJ? Like, trying to...
No, I don't. But I'm lucky because I've been in the scene for, like, 10 years.
Right.
Like, I've known everyone playing today I know from my radio days and also just from being around forever. So I've never really felt the pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. I like having the strength as a woman in the scene. It's cool for me.
Yeah.
But I also like being a girl, so I'm going to wear a dress when I want to wear a dress.
Right.
Like, I don't have to wear, like, a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah, you do. You come from an extensive radio background, Triple J in Australia, which is a huge influencer on indie rock and music everywhere.
Yeah.
Was that the right path for you to transition to a DJ? Did that just kind of make sense?
Well, I was DJing behind the scenes. Like, I was producing the radio shows before as a presenter. So I was actually DJing, like, at the same time as being a host and a like, kind of just more the studio producer. And then it just flipped over eventually because I was representing the scene that I was producing the shows for. So
right.
So then it all just happened at the same time, and I left because I wanted to do more, and I didn't have enough time to make music, so I had to make that awful decision of leaving a job I love to do something else I want to try. So
do you miss radio ever?
I miss playing, like, some songs on radio. Like, there are some songs that are just made for radio. You know, I can't play at Sahara in the middle of the day, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what I miss. But I'm getting, like things are in the works to be on radio. I'm on BBC once a month with Diplo and friends. But there's no regular show just yet.
Right.
But, yeah, there could be.
Well, we have to talk about the visuals during your set.
Yeah?
Because, I mean, it's like raining hamburgers. There's emoji smiley faces, like, in rainbows.
Yeah.
So who designs that, and, like, what's it supposed to represent?
My aesthetic at home has always been quite colorful, and I have a design background as well. So if you followed my, like, Instagram and socials, you'd see a lot of my artwork and, like, and visuals for years has been, like, not only emojis but, like, intense color, like that real, like patterns on patterns on patterns. But this time I did actually strip it back a little bit. I really thought about it, and I don't know if you noticed, and maybe because you're not Australian, I had this, like, we called it NLVTV, and basically I pulled really iconic Australian imagery, like Kylie Minogue, Kathy Freeman winning gold, like cricket matches and stuff, and that was playing in the background, like on the main screen, as you have floating, like, fireballs and hamburgers and the smirk emoji. And then my new EP artwork is really 90s happy heart style. So, like, that's why you see the bright reds and the bright pinks and the bright blues, because I'm like, I want solid color. Like, I just want it intense. So you liked it?
No, I loved it. I'm glad to know it was intentional,
because I'm
feeling the sensory overload and feeling maybe, you know, it's just arbitrary images on colors, but you actually put some thought into the design. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Really cool. Again, Nina Las Vegas, we're backstage at Coachella right now, and you're done, right? There's no weekend 3, so you get to go home now. Or
Heineken tent on Sunday, and also playing Lido and Friends, so it doesn't stop yet. And also my parents are here, so that's another job.
Is that an added stress?
No, they're cool, but it's like I just want to make sure everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got passes, which is good. They're just waiting for Sufjan Stevens and a bit of Jackie Yu, because Mum's met Diplo and now she just wants to hang out with Diplo. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you're going to meet him again, Mum.
Your parents are pretty cool to see Sufjan and then go to Jackie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're fine.
Well, we really enjoyed seeing you. Real quick, you want to plug where people can get the new EP or anything else?
Yeah. So it's out on NLV Records, my record label, and you can get it from all places like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. It's called Easy or Never, and it came out on the 8th, and we have more music from NLV Records coming out every month.
I hear your radio presenting coming back. That's good.
What happens when you do 10 years of the goddamn job?
Nina Las Vegas, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks.